I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome into the How To Podcast. I'm Luke Anderson. You? Who are you?
My name is Ben. I'm the owner of Box Painting here in Salem, Oregon. And I'm also the Box Dad on all social media platforms, TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, etc.
Cool. Well, let's see where this goes. How was your weekend?
What's that?
How was your weekend?
The weekend was fantastic. I got a TikTok to make later about some things, but I'll talk to you about that real quick. So the Colts blow the largest lead in NFL history.
Pretty amazing. To a team that nobody thinks is very good.
No, that they're all just written off about. Did you see the stat that when teams are leading by 30 or more at any point in the game, they are 1,538, 1-1.
Oh, there's a tie?
There's a tie.
How about that? Yeah, you did.
And then I have to see Patriots fans giving the crybaby crap over a lateral that never should have even, that's on you guys.
Wait, they're...
And they're boo-hooing about it while they have 6, 7, 8, 12 championships.
That's okay, right. But... What are they boo-hooing about? Their team made the stupidest play ever, or that their quarterback got ragdolled into the turf, stepped over, and then a bad team beat them at the end? Because that was maybe the most entertaining play I've ever seen.
It probably was.
It's just so stupid for a team that's known for being so smart. And then it's a guy wearing a pirate costume just throwing down an Alabama quarterback face first into the turf, stepping over him like he's a child, and sauntering in for a game-winning touchdown.
What was the name of the guy that got him, the D lineman?
I don't know, but he missed a tackle earlier on the play, which I thought was delightful. I can't remember the guy's name, but I just noticed it was pointed out like, oh, here he is missing the tackle.
What I would not be shocked to find out later is that lineman – went to some other SEC school and just, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
I would be upset if he went to Alabama too. Like,
that too. Yeah. But he had this pent up rage.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Today's the day. Mac's going to get it.
Ole Miss inferiority complex or whatever.
This is something. Yeah. Yeah. Like an imposter syndrome from Auburn. You know what I mean?
Oh, there you go. I'm picking up what you're putting down. Well, if you went to Auburn, you probably got paid more money to go to Auburn.
Probably.
There you go.
But then, super positive things. The Beavers come out absolutely swinging.
Yeah, they did. I honestly thought that Florida would put up some kind of fight. And I know that they're missing a bunch of players. And I know that the quarterback's playing for the first time. But I was like, dude, all these guys are getting their first shot. They're going to show up.
Yeah, they'll show up. They'll be like, we can ride this out. And it was really great to watch.
The 10-win Oregon State Beavers. How about that? How about that? If somebody told you at the beginning of the season, they would have 10 wins.
And they could be a 12-win team right now.
They could also be an 8-win team right now.
True.
So shut up.
Hey, listen. You read this, it says net positive. We always move to the positive side of things here.
Yeah, but when you're doing imaginary things, it's not like net positive imagination.
Yesterday, since the Colts played on Saturday, kids and I ran up to the mountains and did a little bit of sledding.
Nice. We did sledding not this last weekend, weekend before.
I'll tell you what, my neck is a little jacked. But we're good to go. We had a good time. It was a good time. So
that was the reason I laugh when you say your neck's a little jammed up is we ended up not finding like a terribly big hill. We went to a cabin last weekend, the weekend of the 10th and 11th. And we decided that like some of us wanted to go sledding cause we didn't have any snow at the cabin. There's a pretty good little hill behind it, but there wasn't enough snow to sled on it. So we're like, all right, well, let's go driving. And we're right at the base of Mount Hood. And my brother's like, well, let's just drive across to Zigzag Road because there won't be as many people. We won't have to deal with like the the government camp crowds and all of that. So we went over there, and there's still a ton of people. And then we park, and he's like, we'll just go across this bridge. We'll find a little hill. And then we walk over there, and we've got 2 6-year-olds, an 8-year-old, and a 10-year-old. Like, we start hiking through. I'm like, they're not going to go very far before they start. Like, this isn't going to be a ton of fun. So we just found, like, a very small hill. But I was like, you know, this way I won't hurt myself too bad. Like, that was my instant thought, was like, if I have a big hill, I'm going to go balls to the wall.
Exactly.
And I'm going to have a hurt neck. And I didn't. And you did.
I did. I totally did that thing yesterday. And there was like a little jump to it, a little.
Oh, kick, yeah, there was. Know? Oh, yeah.
And it just, at one point, I'm not going to sit here and say I got a concussion. That's not where we're at. Okay.
Did you have to go into the tent?
Is that the back of my dome racked off the hard packed snow.
Sure. Yeah.
Enough to dislodge my hat. And I know that my eyes, like when it hit, my eyes absolutely rolled to the back of the head just out of sheer force. I came up and my daughter, bless her heart, right?
Oh,
that's... 11 years old. Because I had told her earlier, and I'm just such, she's just, and I love that she does this to me. I told her earlier, I was like, it's powder snow. It's not going to hurt.
Yeah, you did.
I come up and she goes, I bet that hurt. Snow hurts, huh?
That's good. I kind of love that. I kind of love that.
I do too. I like it. Probably one of my favorite things about her is that she
remembers everything that your words. Yeah. Right back in your face.
And she will throw it to me. She has no filter on it. Like, and I'm not the type of dad that's going to be like, hey, respect, you know?
Yeah. I've earned no respect. I get you.
Yeah. It's send it full. Send on that
question. Do you go sleds or tubes?
Both. We had one of each. Okay. We had a little blue sled. Although I really like the little discs.
Yeah.
You know what
I mean? Yeah, I know what you're talking about. We always end up breaking those, but I know like the plastic ones, by the end of the day, like you get them, you're like, this is a one day use and we'll go until they break.
Well, or it's going to sit in the garage for a year and then the plastic on gets brittle anyway and it shatters into a million pieces on the first use.
So my wife and I found on Amazon, we found the 2-pack of snow tubes.
Yeah.
Big one, little one, for like the little kiddos or whatever. And so each one came with an adult size and a child size one. And those ended up being pretty sweet. It's been a while since I've had like a snow tube, like with the handles and the whole thing. My brother's got the array of sleds. He's got like the foam ones that are like the inline ones, like the, you know, foam toboggans. Those work pretty well. We didn't bring it up, and the hill wouldn't have been big enough anyways, but somebody brought to the cabin one of the metal, like the steel discs.
Yep.
Yeah, family vacation stuff.
Clark Griswold.
Oh, yeah. And then my brother brought the Pam out. He's
butter that up with a non-slit.
Oh, yeah. He had the Pam. He had it all ready to go. So, yeah, I'm just waiting for a good snow day. My mom has a pretty good hill at her house, and she lives up on Livingston Mountain, which is not far from us in Kansas. Well,
they say that there's snow coming toward Christmas.
Oh, I know. Well, it's going to come before Christmas and then be gone before Christmas is what it sounds like. Because it's supposed to be like really warm. Like Christmas Eve is going to hit like the mid-50s, I think. Last time I checked.
Supposed to get that back up? Because I know that polar vortex thing is coming.
Ooh, how exciting. You're very casual today. I'm recording. I didn't know if you wanted to podcast this, but you're hanging back.
Are we recording right now?
Well, of course we're recording.
Excellent. No, I'm good to go. I'm very casual
today. I know you are. You're like in recline mode. Like you're
it's day one of Christmas break, right?
Oh, like, yes, it is. Are your kids with you?
This 2-week period for me, like this, imagine being able to have the authority, right? The authority in your personal life to say, yeah, these 2 weeks are also off for me too, as a 40-year-old adult. That's what's happening. So had we done this last Thursday, it'd be full business mode.
Ah.
Right? But now we've entered the realm of hot chocolate. I mean, it's tea today, but you know, it is full casual.
Okay.
Full
do you do this every year?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So
yeah, the 2 weeks of break. Yeah. I've done this every year.
Okay. So I vacation throughout the year and I try to take at least like a full weekend, like getaway, like once a month. Like that's kind of my wife. She's funny. She thinks we traveled too much last year, but has planned more for this year, this coming year. So it's, I don't know how it all works, but anyways, but when I get to the end of the year, I always work these 2 weeks cause nobody else is working. So it's like the catch up time. So for me, it works out good. But since you are clearly the star of this podcast, do you want to tell me how to Christmas vacation as a 40-year-old man? Like, how do you, what's your mode? Like, so you don't have the kids the entire time, do you?
No, I don't have them the entire time, but the agreement between Hannah and I through Christmas break is pretty much that they'll just kind of filter back and forth. Because when I say I'm in vacation mode, right? So I don't have any crews actively working in a home.
Yep.
For the super majority of these 2 weeks. However, I do have a crew that's wrapping up a cabinet job that I'll need to go look at on Thursday, but it's literally a go in, look at it, bounce out.
Yep, those are cabinets. Yep, they're periwinkle, just like we promised.
Exactly.
See you later.
So that's going on. But beyond that, I don't have any work. So how to vacation as a 40-year-old during Christmas break?
Yeah.
I honestly believe, like, this is me. Like, okay. I think that there's a couple things that happened and have happened over the last 10 years, and seven of those I've owned the business, right? Okay. The first thing I'd say is that, and we talked briefly about this last time, but the amount of tea, hot chocolate intake goes way up. It spikes. If you had a graph, you would.
Did we talk about the warm beverage graph last time? I don't remember this. If we did, I must have been drinking alcoholic beverages because I do not recall the graph.
Maybe, you know what? Actually, since we did our podcast in November, I might not have been in T mode yet, but I have been in T mode since we entered December.
Okay. So, and that's a December thing or is that a cold weather thing? Because cold weather seems to be a natural fit, hot beverages and cold weather.
Let's go with a combination of cold weather and being 40. Okay.
Okay. Because I drink more hot chocolate because I'm 40.
Exactly.
I don't think you've thought this through. I think I've sprung this upon you and you have no idea what you do for vacation.
Here's the next thing is you notice that I kind of have a delay on things, right? Like I know when I'm going to need to be on site for that cabinet job briefly. So I you can set things out and delay them, right? Okay, so there's this delay and nobody has a fuss about it. If I told that same client, you know what? We're not going to look at your cabinets until after the new year. Like we'll get them done and we'll go install them.
Yeah.
But I'll be back to look at them at the end of after the new year. They'd be like, no problem. They'd be like, yeah, that makes sense. I think that what I do is, you know how we take the liberties of holidays, right? Where it's like, okay, here's a federal holiday. I'm going to tack on that Friday to make it a 4-day weekend.
Sure.
Me, right. Yeah. Imagine that scenario, right? But because we have Christmas and the new year, I can just stretch that whole period out and it's fine.
A lot of people do.
At the end of the day, what we do here is we paint houses. Yep. And on the interior side, people do not want us in their home making a mess of their decorations, making a mess of the things that they got going on. So we got the interior part of the job done for this cabinet job last week.
Yeah.
Right. And then the crew just took the doors and drawers with them to the shop. We're going to get them done. But they also get to kind of work at their own pace. They're not feeling some sort of pressure to like they weren't working on them this weekend or anything like that. It's a vibe, right?
Yeah.
So it's pace these things out. If you have a task that needs to get done that is not imminent to Christmas in that time frame, that day, push it. Just keep pushing. Just push the shit out of it. It doesn't need to exist here.
Well, and here's the other thing about this stretch of holidays too.
Mm-hmm.
It's nobody's really busy that first week of January anyway. It's like January is kind of a month where it's like you have all the permission in the world to just play catch up. Just be like, all right, I'm setting the pace for the year.
Here's what happens in email form. Let's put that into an email real quick. It goes something like this. Sorry, I missed this email. We were just getting through the holidays. I'll get back to you as soon as I possibly can on this.
Yeah.
Boom, done. Like, that's your January email.
Oh, right? Sure.
That's a January email. I'll get back to you. You just acknowledge that the email exists, that there's work that needs to be done, and you will get to that.
I'm right? aware that you sent me an email, and I appreciate it. And at my leisure, I'll get around to it.
Because if you do not respond yeah. quickly, then it becomes urgent and important, and yeah. they will put pressure on you to get things done. If they believe that there's something in the works, we're all good.
That's I don't fine. Know. I still believe that there is a natural hierarchy of things where if you need me, call me. Like yeah. Do you need something from me? Like right now, pick up the phone and call me. And I know that that is not in vogue. I know people don't like the idea of an actual phone call, but it's like not. If something's on fire, call me.
Mm-hmm.
Something, if you need to get to me today, like text message is fine.
Absolutely.
If you need something eventually, send me an email. If people don't understand that urgency, I might do in the new year? I might just put that in my signature line. I get to my email when I feel like it. If you need something today, text me. If you need something immediately, give me a goddamn phone call.
Exactly.
I don't think that's universal, but I think it should be.
It should be. Yeah. Although I think it's becoming more universal, or at very minimum, acceptable.
Yeah.
Is that the, like, it's, or maybe acceptable is not the word, but people will acquiesce to it. You yeah. know what I mean? They're like, okay,
yeah.
fine.
Yeah. Well, it makes sense, right? Like, it's like, yeah.
Yeah. Cause, and then what sucks though, right, is if you're a CPA, right?
Yeah.
It sucks. A CPA's job in the lead up to Christmas, and then as soon as New Year's hits, boom, it's we have 3 months to get these.
Game on.
Yeah. It's fly. So, again, reason.
But after April 15th, they're like,
oh, they're gone.
Yeah.
They're like, try getting a hold of them. Here's my other pro tip on being 40.
Well, okay. So here's what I was hoping that you would bring to this conversation is, I should have laid out my expectations clearly. So I apologize. I picture Christmas vacation from this perspective of a kid. It's like, man, if I was in charge, you know what I would do? That's a way I expected you to be like, you're yeah. like, I am a pro Christmas vacationer, and yeah. it is Tuesday, gingerbread houses, Thursday, sledding, okay. Friday, like that. This, I'm just telling you what I expected.
Well, we're not here, but give me time.
Okay.
Right?
Well, I didn't want you to be like, you know what this is? It's me kind of slacking off at work a little bit. It's me not responding to email. It's not as exciting. Like, I'm trying to picture this from like a kid's perspective going, oh yeah,
it is, what I've already done is I have, specific trips planned for break.
Okay.
And they are typically bird hunting trips because we get into December and January for bird hunting in Oregon, Pacific Northwest in general. And it gets really good here. This is prime time.
Ooh, game on. Let's go.
And so I've got multiple trips planned for the week between Christmas and New Year already, where I'll be out hunting chucker, pheasant, quail, doing my thing. Who knows? Maybe we get a couple of bunnies. You know?
Oh, there you go. What's a rule on rabbit hunting? Because I always forget this, but it's only in months that end in Y. There's something like that. Otherwise, the meat's hot and you'll die.
Oh, yes. They get yeah. they get their mites. That's true. That is yeah. a rule. They get their little they get a
like
a
April, little, May, June. March, April, or, May, June.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It gets too hot and the mites can live in their fur and it ultimately makes the meat. They can get into the meat and it's real bad.
Yeah.
But you get into like wintertime right now and you get into some snowshoe hare hunting. That's a lot of fun.
Oh, there you go.
A white pelt, you know, real pretty.
I was talking with my brother. I need to get back on cross-country skis. Did you ever do any cross-country skiing?
No, but what I have done in literally the last 2 weeks is I got myself a pair of snowshoes with the kids. Me and the kids got snowshoes.
Yeah.
And we're down for it.
I know people that have gone snowshoeing. I like the idea of it. Cross-country skiing and the biathlon in particular. That's an Olympic sport.
Oh, yeah.
Get yourself out. I'm saying for hare hunting, you need to be on some skis. Oh. Going up there, setting up. Ooh, I kind of like that idea.
My answer on the cross, I've never done cross-country skiing. I have done downhill, and I've done snowboarding, and now snowshoeing.
Yeah.
But I've never done cross-country skiing. I'm not opposed to it at all. As far as a cardiovascular activity, it's fun. I can see why that would be fun. And, you know, I'm a big fan of that tall mountain air up there. You know, and then the other thing too, that I love, my favorite thing about snow is the quietness, the dampening of sound that snow creates. Everything is more quiet. It absorbs that sound. And so I'm really there for relative solitude within that space of snow, and just doing all that. But I do. So yeah, the short answer for, I have trips planned where it's like Monday, this Tuesday, that when boom, boom, boom.
What are must haves on a Christmas vacation? You got bird, you're doing the bird hunting, snowshoe, hare hunting.
Duck hunting. And then if I can get a snipe hunt in, that's really fun. And listen, it's a real thing. Everybody laughs every time you say the word snipe hunting.
We sent the kids snipe hunting this summer and it did not go well.
Bird. It's a real bird. It's a game bird, and they're really small. Right.
Anybody listening to this podcast, snipe is an imaginary bird. You make up a thing and you send the kids out, and there's no such thing. He's making it up.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, it's got a purple werble. Yeah, I get it. Okay, come on. Let's just.
But they're quick as hell.
Oh, yeah.
And they always show up
at night, and you need to get a gunny sack. Oh, yeah. Oh, get your bell. Don't forget. If one comes at you, what you need to do is bark like a dog. They're not afraid of people, but they're afraid of dogs. What you do is you just make stuff up and you keep telling the kids, I'm not falling for this. Get out of town. It's a real bird.
It's true. Like, it's
shut up.
True. It's true. I'm telling you.
Only here in Oregon. They pretend elsewhere, but here in Oregon, we've got them.
They're everywhere, I promise.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
They are.
Oh, yeah.
They're a tasty bird. They have this
They taste like gumdrops. If you can get one.
Nugget-sized breast meat that they have.
Oh, sure.
It's so good.
It's
so good. And they're a really fun shoot because they're really fast and it's on water normally. Yeah. And they sit on the shores of like the Willamette River or the Columbia.
And you can lure them in with NPR. Just get out there and put on Morning Edition and they'll come right in because they like the soothing sounds of whoever the hell.
Anybody.
Steven Skeep.
Any of those low slow.
Yeah. Also, the two things that work are NPR and golf broadcasting. Like just the whisper talk. All right, he's on the 14th green and he's about to make a play. Snipe will come right in.
Right in. It's just buzzing. Yeah. Just buzzing.
Absolutely. You can only get him with slingshots.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Facts. Yeah. So those four birds and hare hunting are typically on the list. So upland hunting, a little bit of waterfowl, but really ultimately the goal here is to maximize the opportunity to make me feel better about spending the 200 and whatever dollars that I spend on a sports pack in a year, like for my license and my tag.
Oh yeah. Yep.
Right. So it's like 200 and something dollars. So I basically, in this week, I'll just slam all these hunts in there. To say, I did it. I went. I did that thing.
Yep.
And I feel good about what I got done out there.
There you go.
But the last, so I've already been for the last two weekends in December. I've been out in Central Oregon, got a good handful of quail, have not gotten a pheasant. We saw pheasant. But
so what are you going to eat for Christmas? Can't have quail for Christmas? Got to get a pheasant.
Yeah, I would love a pheasant.
She's so embarrassing.
Your pheasant is one of the best tasting birds that exists. I mean, they're really tasty. So, and I'm blessed to have family members that have property out in Central Oregon.
Oh, there you go.
They have a big farm, and they do. They primarily do potatoes and onions, but they have as a rotational crop. They will do feed corn.
Oh, there you go.
There's, and it's just
birds like corn.
They, I mean, it's crazy, but they do. They love it. And then what else do I get into?
I don't know. It doesn't sound very Christmassy. Your Christmas vacation, I must say, is is never going to be a Hallmark movie.
No.
Unless, I mean, you are single. Some gal shows up and she's like, no, I sure do like Ben, but I love Christmas even more. And all you're doing is hunting. And then she like warms your Grinchy hunting heart. And then like turns you into like a, like you show up at the end of the movie, like instead of in your hunting gear, you're dressed in like the Santa garb. And then you have like the one horse open sleigh and like jingle bells. Like you get mad at her cause she always wears jingle bells. And you're like, I'm trying to hunt. Those stupid bells are ruining everything. And you're just super. Is that why you got divorced?
Let's talk about the bell thing.
Is that why you got divorced? Cause of her, all the bells she wears.
But it is okay. So growing up, my mom had this string of actual jingle bells, probably 10 freaking bells on this leather strap that she would hang on our front door. Every time that door opened, it was just tons of noise.
Yeah.
I hate them.
You are the Grinch.
They are literally sitting in the tote outside in the shed right now because I refuse to hang them up. In this house, my kids.
But how are you going to know if there's a slight breeze outside? My wife hangs up something on the door for every holiday, and then like the wind comes up, and it's just knock, 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 knock at the door. I'm like,
I can't stand them. The sound of
Oh, you do hate Christmas. You don't like Christmas.
I don't.
Christmas. This is a long way to go to find out that Mr. Net Positive University, like you're wearing, okay. You started this thing going, it's the first day of my Christmas vacation. You were wearing black and gray and your hot chocolate that you were so excited about is tea. And that's what you do for Christmas. You're like, kill stuff. You have made no, like, and I brought up like gingerbread houses and you just dismissed that. You didn't even go anywhere near it. Been trying to avoid the fact that you hate Christmas this whole time.
Here's what I don't. Okay.
Okay. Tell me what you do like about Christmas.
The time off.
That's okay. Then you hate Christmas. Then you hate like the only thing you like about Christmas is you get permission to not have to email people back.
That's the best part.
Oh my God.
No, I really don't. I don't enjoy holidays as a whole. Right. For the record.
Okay.
Like I don't like, and I've done TikToks about this. I've done
all sorts. The fact that you're the Grinch.
I probably am.
Yeah. Well, the weird thing is you're like super positive. Like the Grinch is mad about everything, especially Christmas. No, but you're also not into the holiday at all. Yeah.
No, not at all. I don't want to. So, like.
Do you own anything red?
Aside from something that's just boxing? I'm just kidding. Like, if it has.
I don't even wear red. If it's red and white, it's too Christmassy.
What I will say is I won't wear red and green together for fear that somebody would confuse the idea that I might like that holiday.
Yeah.
No, here's what I don't like about the Christmas holiday.
Ooh, here it goes.
Christmas is a day, and we've extended this into an entire quarter season.
Yeah.
Okay. The quarter of your season. And for me,
well, listen, the quarter's a little much. The month of December, go nuts.
No, I have friends. My best friend, October 1.
Ooh.
Boom. It's stuff coming up. It's a lot for me and I can't. So no, I don't like the holidays. My followers know this and I'm not ashamed of it. It is what it is at this point.
I think we do reality show. It's like The Bachelor only like for Christmas. Like we just get like 20 super Christmassy gals.
Oh God.
And then for December, they try to thaw your frozen heart.
My cold, frigid heart.
Yep. That's it.
Can I tell you one of the things that I hate the absolute most though? It's that elf. It's that elf on the shelf.
Did you? Oh, you do elf on a shelf, don't you?
I don't now.
No, oh, good. But you did.
We did. Yeah. And I, that
ruined Christmas for you.
I think the elf, I think the elf is the apex where I'm like, this is ridiculous.
And so now you've just canceled everything.
Yeah, I'm like, that's it. We're not doing any of it because it's ridiculous. Now, we have a tree up. It's lit. I love my ornaments. But
yeah, but the only reason you like having a tree is because you like killing things and bringing them into your house. Tell me I'm wrong. I know. Listen, I can see the elk head behind you. Pheasant, quail, fake bird, snipe.
I have nothing to refute because everything is
try to. Try to.
But it's, it, yeah.
If Santa showed up on your roof, you'd cap his ass. Let's be honest. you would take out at least three reindeer.
I wouldn't cap it. I'd get the taser. I'd get the taser.
You would take out at least three reindeer. Yeah, you would.
The freezer needs to be filled.
Yeah, I freezer's not going to fill itself. Yeah, you only got a 300-pound elk this year.
Yeah, I did. I got that meat back, by the way. It's really good. I need to get you some.
I'll bet. Yeah. Yeah. Well.
So the elf, I think, really set me over the top, though. It was because everything about the elf became such an overplayed thing. And if I have to sit there and watch this elf create destruction and mess that I'm creating, this mess that I also then get to clean up.
Yeah, you do.
It bothers me greatly. So it's not my thing. So not my thing.
Well, it's important to know what your thing is and what your thing is not.
Now, I just had my youngest open the door right here to the office.
Yeah.
And I love him. He came in, he opens the door. He knows we're doing the podcast, and he just holds up a candy cane and he's like,
yeah.
Like, and I'm like, yeah, that's fine. There, right. It's 10:30. It's Christmas break. You can have him in candy.
There you go. Go nuts.
So we have some things in this house, but because the kids asked for them and I acquiesced to them.
Yeah. Here's what you need to do is just embrace it and just go full. I hate the holiday. No tree, no lights. Just go anti-Christmas. I want to see how this goes.
And give me 5 years. I would bet in the next 5 years, I don't have a tree up during Christmas.
Yeah. As soon as the kids do not stop by.
They'll still stop by. But
we you know what I mean. Yeah. I'm good.
Yeah. Like, but we'll put the present somewhere else. Or it's at the end of the day, it's like, even for the 11-year-old this year, she's like, yeah, I just really want some gift cards. I'm like, done. Like,
yep. There you go.
So we're moving forward on that.
Well, and you know what? Here's the other thing is go, hey, listen, there's some pretty good deals. I'll just take you shopping right now. You can get whatever you want. And we don't need to pretend that I'm going to wrap them and give them to you later.
Absolutely.
Oh, man.
It's now, don't get me wrong. When you have young kids, right? The magic of Christmas. I did that. I did the magic of Christmas.
Yeah. And you hated every second of it. And that's why you don't do it anymore. It's that stupid elf.
For Peyton's, Peyton's first Christmas was before that stupid elf.
Yeah.
But for Peyton's first Christmas, what we did was we that night we had all of her presents, and because she's the firstborn and we only had one kid at the time, she's getting loaded up. Sure. Right. And then, I had my brother's Thomas the Train like wood set.
Sure.
We just made this Christmas village.
Oh yeah, you did.
Around the tree, in through the tree. I mean, it was just a whole Christmas vibe. And that the train.
How old was she? One.
She was one that year.
Do you think she appreciated all that work you did? Yeah.
See again.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly.
this is a new take on Ebenezer Scrooge and the Grinch, where it's like, he's a pretty nice guy. Pretty positive guy. He's got a great smile. He's got a good personality. Does all this stuff on TikTok. Just happens to abhor Christmas in the worst kind of way. And he'll do it with a smile on his face. But those guys are crotchety old bastards. And you, not yet. Maybe you're moving that way. Or maybe you just really like me. But you never put off that vibe.
It's not, I mean, I do really like you. But beyond that, it's not that. It's more that I think that at 40, my expectation is that as I move through the decades of my age, that I do expect it to come down more and more that by the time I'm 90, this is just, it's a day. And what about it? You know, So
you will slowly morph into a Scrooged like character where everybody's like, great grandpa, happy Christmas. And you're like, bah humbug to you, you little.
Yeah. Bah humbug. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But also, like, I don't expect people to get me anything. I'm fine.
Yeah. Well, what do you need? What do you need that you can't get yourself?
Pretty much. I have adult money. So it's like, okay, like, what I would prefer, if anything, is experiences, though.
Yeah,
right?
I'm with you.
Like, I think that's the difference as I get older, is I don't want things. I want experiences, right? There's a shift there. And maybe it happens around 30 to 40 years old, where your kids start losing the magic that is Christmas and Santa Claus. And so we figure out that what we were really chasing in that magic is the experience, not the gift giving part of it.
Yeah.
So we move to this idea that I just need the experience. So I'll go chase the experiences that I would rather have, whether that's alone in solitude or with my kids or any other hunting partner that wants to go along. That's fine. But no, I don't.
I'm going to try to throw some Christmas magic at you and tell me that this isn't a wonderful experience. I took my 2 6-year-old daughters to go shopping for their mom. And we ended up with a very tacky pair of dolphin earrings.
Perfect.
A package of beef jerky.
She's lucky.
Flamin' Hot Cheetos. A 3-pack of Pine Tree air fresheners, but coconut scented. Because mom loves coconuts. Well, yeah, she does.
Tropical in this frigid environment. We're experiencing.
I was like, go for it. Toss them in the car. Let's do whatever. What else is in there? It's just like 4 things in random colored nail polish. I'm like, what do you want to get? They just went through Fred Meyer. They're like, we'll take that. You want to go over and find something nice? No. They got to meet
Fred Meyer. I was really curious what store you were at, because it sounded to me like you could almost get all of those things at a Bi-Mart also.
Oh yeah, you could totally do a Bi-Mart.
And I'm down for that vibe.
Yeah.
Like here's a canister of Folgers coffee.
I was like, whatever, girls, whatever you want. They just rode me down the house. Like we walk through the clothing section. They're like, nah. We walk through like the gifts and the home section. Nah. I'm like, where are you going? She's like camping stuff. And I was like, all right, what are you going to get mom for camp? Nothing. Next aisle over is the auto section. She's like, these are coconut. I'm like, all right, go for it. Some Christmas magic. Wait till she opens those up. Like, I'll tell you, out of all the things that my wife could be expecting for Christmas, I promise you that coconut Christmas tree air fresheners are not on that list. It's going to be magic.
But they will. You know what's interesting is you could see a scenario where something like that becomes a long-term running joke between your kids and your spouse, right?
100%.
It becomes this thing that, because that's how it happens, yep. Right? Tradition like that happens that way. And I think I prefer something like that. So when we think about tradition, right, I get very, you can call it obtuse, it's fine. I get obtuse to the commercialized capitalism that is Christmas. But when it comes to doing things that become like a niche little family thing, like all of a sudden it's 20 years of air fresheners for mom every Christmas, I could be way more on board with that as a tradition than anything like that. An elf. That elf, it killed it. I was like, this is
that's awesome. Elf on the Shelf ruins Christmas.
And here's the thing too, what I hated the most was the
does he still exist at your wife's house, or is he did you do a murder, did you set up a like, no. Oh no, Timothy the Elf was like, the dog like ate him or something, and you put elf blood all over the floor, like a forensic scene. Are they old enough that you could do that? That would be
probably. We probably could have.
That would be awesome. They could do a mystery, like trying to solve.
Ended up just killing them. And the interesting part, though, is that I think that as parents, we're so naive to the fact that our children have technology at their fingertips, and so we okay. Daughter's 11, yep. Right?
smarter than you.
She hasn't known about Santa for 3 years.
She hasn't cared, or she's known that he does not. What do you say about Santa?
We never had that conversation with her, but we figure that's about, you know, she started figuring it out. My son, who's 8, figured it out at 5.
Well, sure.
And the way he figured it out was at school, right? Yep. Where I think it's very naive for parents to believe that these other students are not going to have conversations with your kids about the magic that could or could not be Santa.
For sure.
And then furthermore, as they get older and they have this technology just sitting at their fingertips.
Is Santa real? Oh. Google says no. Actually, yeah, Google, you know what? That's actually very
good. Everybody says no.
Let's actually check and see what Google says.
Oh, actually, here, I got a better one. Instead of using Google real quick, let's
Siri?
Use the new Open AI by ChatGPT. Have you heard of this?
No, you do that. I'll do Google. Is Santa real? A scientific analysis. You know what it pulls up on Google? The Santa tracker.
Okay, so here's what OpenAI is saying as I'm reading this out. The figure of Santa Claus, also known as Saint Nicholas, Kris Kringle, or simply Santa, is a cultural icon and holiday figure who is revered by many people around the world. However, the historical figure of Saint Nicholas, on whom the modern-day figure of Santa Claus is based, was a real person who lived in the 4th century. The legend of Santa Claus has evolved over time, and the way he is depicted in pop culture, such as in movies and on Christmas cards, may be on a mixture of folklore, historical accounts, and cultural traditions. Some people believe that Santa Claus is a real person who brings gifts to children on Christmas Eve, while others see him as a symbol of the spirit of giving and joy that is associated with the holiday season. Ultimately, whether or not you believe in the existence of Santa is a personal belief and decision. That's OpenAI.
Okay, 3.4 billion entries popped up when I put it.
That's a lot.
Is Santa real? So yeah, then it goes into, you know, all these articles about what to tell your kids is mostly what you're getting here on page one.
But
Google put the Santa tracker in big things. So like, if I'm a kid and I go on there, you can click on Santa's Village is the first thing. It fills the page.
Yeah, and that's fair.
That's what they should do.
I'm okay with that.
What they should do. Is Elf on a Shelf real? And that should just be like, no.
Yeah, the Elf on the Shelf thing is just a whole nother level.
Yeah, I think you gave me that advice, but we never got into the Elf on a Shelf, and I'm very happy about that. So one tradition that we started quite by accident was during COVID.
Mm-hmm.
What was it? Maybe it was just last year. Well, I don't think it was a COVID thing. I think we had a free hotel room that expired at the end of the year through Marriott or whatever. And so last year, they do the Christmas boats that run up and down the Willamette River and the Columbia River in the Portland area.
Yeah.
And so what we did was we're like, oh, we got this free hotel room. Let's just go stay at the Courtyard at the marina in near Jansen Beach. And so we go down there, we get a room. And we grab dinner in like the hotel lobby, which is nothing fancy. It's just like they have the big bar, and then we got a couple tables, and the food's okay. Nothing great, but they'll make a cocktail, and then my wife brings a bottle of wine. We go up, we stay in the hotel room. The boats float by. We put a Christmas movie on, and we just kind of hang out in the room. And as soon as this has been a stressful holiday. My wife has been sick. My kids have been sick. My wife's work has been a little bit much. It's been a lot. And so she's been stressed out because she just wants to feel better and whatever. She's like, I'm not really into the holiday spirit. Man, we went there where it's like, we don't have to drive anywhere. We don't have to do anything. All we have to do is just sit here and do nothing. She's like, this is my favorite thing we've done all year.
Yeah.
We just showed up and like, take it. And so second year that we've done that. But I think that's one that we've started where it's like, let's go get a hotel room. It's 10 minutes from home. Do we forget anything? Yeah, I'll drive home and get it. There's literally no stress.
I dig that.
Yeah, little things like that. So, all right. Well, we learned something very important today in the How To podcast, and that is that Ben hates Christmas.
I have a strong dislike.
No, listen. You're a Star Wars. You're a Star Wars fan.
I am.
Yeah. Feel the hate. Go with the hate. It's okay.
choose that dark side, my friend.
You don't have to choose a dark side. Just embrace it. You know, we're here's the thing. We're all just trying to be balanced humans, right?
Exactly.
If you can be a better father, son, brother, mother, whatever, all the things that you do in your life, right? Mm-hmm. If you can be a better person the rest of the year by taking a couple weeks to, you know, hate Santa Claus, go nuts. If all you have to do is like just crush the Christmas spirit in your children for 2 weeks, and then, but you're that just seems like a fair trade. I think so. Yeah,
I would say it's more than fair. It's great.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and here's the other thing that's kind of the win-win for you is that you have chosen ways to avoid Christmas that basically include you disappearing.
Yeah.
Like you have to do to make everybody else have a happy Christmas is just like send a text going, still alive. I'm going up into the woods for 5 days.
Peace.
If you don't hear from me on Friday, you're welcome. You're welcome to work. What? You shoot me a text and I'll respond. Like, not that urgent, but like if at any point you're like, does anybody hear from Ben? Feel free to shoot me a text.
Exactly.
I may or may not reply.
I may or may not reply until the new year, but I'll get back to you.
Yeah, I'll send you a man.
It's true though.
Not a bad way to do it.
It pans out well for me. Pans out well.
Yeah, down in Salem, everybody loved Christmas. Up in the hills around,
they don't care.
Ben did not. All right. We could get it a little more rhymey. But yeah, whatever. All right, well. All right, that was another episode of the How To Podcast, Luke and Ben. If you want more, go to odyssey.com. If you want to interact with Ben, he's on social media. I don't really use it. But you can go and find Ben. Ben, you want to send him anywhere?
I am the Box Dad on TikTok and Instagram. If you want to contact me this time of year, it is by email and email only, ben@boxpainting.com.
Be in the woods. I'll get back to you in January.
I'll talk to you on the second.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Merry Christmas, everyone, except for Ben.
Yeah.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.